Welcome. Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to another episode of Late Nights with Sexy and Savage with your host,
Gas Station B,
and my co-host,
Miss Tina.
Thank you. And today we have two special guests on our show.
We have Empress Miss Foxy. I said it right, right?
Miss Foxy,
Empress
Fox.org.
And, Mr. Don with us. How's everybody's week?
Oh, great.
Everything's been
great.
Everything's been cool.
Outstanding. How about y'all? The two sideliners. All right. So this week, I've been a little infatuated with the sex industry lately, but, Mr. Dunn and Miss Foxy, they're very close and near and dear to my heart. They're my personal friends. And I just wanted to hear from people that I trust, that I know that they're very open and honest about what's going on. Like, what's their take on it like? So, Miss Foxy, I know you are pressed for time, so I just want to hop in right quick with you real quick. What made you decide to, you know, hop into, like, the sex industry?
Sex industry since I was a little girl. I know that sounds retarded, but I'm a little hypersexual, but I've been in the actual sex world since 2007 in various forms of the industry. I've escorted, I have done porn, I've kind of done it all. But OnlyFans came along and kind of changed the game with a lot of things. And so tapping into that world, it's actually liberating. For somebody like myself.
So, do you feel like, so you've kind of been on both ends of the spectrum, like on the originating side, you know, like escorting, I feel like is the original sex worker industry.
Yeah, it's a little throwback. Yeah, sex work has changed into a lot of things, like even now, like I do sexting, like I have sexting packages where I'll text. You know, I'll text you whatever. I do the phone sex stuff, which is old school too. But like you, like even during the quarantine now, like people are out, you know, they want other things to do and they can't go anywhere. So tapping into an innovative side of it or pretty much expanding them more than just pictures. It's like it's text, it's phone, it's video. It's all types of things you can do currently. And all types of fetishes. So everybody gets a piece of something right now.
Okay. What made you, like, was it more you were into sex or was it more for, like, money for you to get into the sex industry?
For me, for myself, it was kind of both. The money is what kind of more so infatuated me with it. Like, I love something that I'm already doing, per se. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, seeing that, oh, I can make money like this, at first I was a little apprehensive. I do have children, so I'm like, okay, you know, what will this look like in a future type thing, right? And I just realized that in the future, if I have to have that discussion, I will. And for me, it was more so my freedom to be able to do what I want to, make money, have fun. It's an entire lifestyle. It's not something you just get into and don't use as sex work. It's an entire lifestyle.
Right.
So it's not for the faint of heart either.
Right.
You have to really be. I don't advise anybody to jump into it just for the money because you're mentally and spiritually going to be a little messed up in the end if you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Right.
Because there's many reasons why people do it, but the right reasons to keep you on course, the wrong reasons to have you in the gut somewhere.
So as far as the spiritual part, because, you know, you and I are on one accord when it comes to this whole spiritual thing, do you feel that, like, spiritually it liberated who you were personally? Like, how does that tie into it? Because I know some people are like, oh, you ain't, you know, you can't be one with God and you're doing this and you're doing that. Like, how does that tie in with you and the spiritual, you know, world? And, you know, people kind of look down on that. So how does that...
It's because sex in itself is a taboo thing, right? Most people start talking about sex. Even adults, they giggle, it's a joke, you know. But sex is actually an energy exchange. You're exchanging energy on many levels. And so, as far as spiritually, again, I don't agree with any and everybody, you know, whatever. People do what they want to, but I advise you to choose wisely what you interact with. Because spiritually, it's you're taking on other people's energy. You know what I'm saying? Be it good qualities or bad qualities, you're exchanging that energy with that person, be it a one-night stand or be it 10 years. You know what I'm saying? But in the sex work industry, you're meeting different energies on many accords. And so you have to learn to protect yourself in that process, be it, you know what I'm saying, mentally, spiritually, physically, the whole nine. It's not, again, like I said, it's something you just do, then you think it's just going to wash off. You are taking on various, you know, energies and stuff. Even just sending pictures, like, that's a job. Like, that's why it's called work.
Right.
That's why, you know, it's a job because you're at that point, you can be a psychologist, you can be, you know what I'm saying, it's many things, you know, so it's definitely something your spirit has to be ready for when it comes to that industry, even when dealing with personal relationships with people and having a relationship and doing sex work, you know, it pulls on you in many different ways.
So as far as, are you your own boss? Like, you pick the people?
I am my own boss.
Exactly. Yes. So you choose who you want to, you know, partake in and all of those things, or yes. Is it like a team?
I've had so many people call me, they're like, oh, can I be there? You know, what are you waiting for? They want to be my stepping penis or whatever the heck. You know what I'm saying? I'm right. Laughing. I'm just like, yeah, no, it's not how it works. You know? I definitely choose who, what, when, where, how, things of that nature. That's the beauty of a platform like OnlyFans, because that is your content. It's like an Instagram, or it's like we get paid, we're not getting paid, most of us, to post on Instagram, but if you choose to post on OnlyFans, you know what I'm saying, now you're charging people, you don't, and it doesn't have to be just straight, you know, sex or anything, it can be anything, you know what I'm saying. I know people from all walks of life and various industries right now that have OnlyFans, and utilize that platform to be able to tap into their other side, because everybody likes sex, right? No?
Yeah.
So, if right now you can use the platform to delve into that side of you and make money, why not do it? Right? That's how I do it.
So, what's the downside? Like, I know all, I hear all the good things, the money, this, but what's the downside of this? Like, for you? What was the hardest hump that you had to get over at the end of the day? Like, it was hard.
The public scrutiny, because I knew I would have to promote myself in order to make money from it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you know, I have other facets. I do music. I also have my own company where I work with brands and things like that. So I have to decide, is my liberation worth maybe losing clients or losing, you know what I'm saying, friendships or this and a third? But once I told my father that I was doing porn and he was okay with it, nothing else mattered to me.
I know that's right.
Well, I can change my business. Whatever needs to do, because I'm making money from the sex work. So it's not, I'm almost making more money than doing the branding and things that I've been doing, but I love both.
Right.
So that's why I specifically created my brand, Foxyland. And from that, my content on OnlyFans and things like that are about to adjust. So I managed a way to put music, sex, art, and cannabis all in one thing. You know what I'm saying? So that no one can question, oh, well, she's doing this. There's no question about it at this point now. I do everything. It's all part of my brand.
Because I have.
So I don't have any reserves anymore, you know?
Cause I had got a call, right? Like someone, we had to.
Oh, God.
me and Foxy had to. We had another podcast called Chicago the Culture. We were doing it together, and somebody had reached out to me, and they're like, "She does porn." I said, "No, she does more than porn. Like, she does everything. Like, don't put her in a box." Like, they're like, "You cool with that?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's her business." Like, cause shit, if I had the guts, number one, the guts to do what you do, like, I definitely would do it, because, hell, sometimes I be doing shit, I'm like, damn, I'm so fire at this, I should be getting paid to do this, so
yeah,
it's
right?
Like, so hats off to you, like, I really, 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 truly, number one, I love you, because, you know, you're my homegirl, but, like, number two, it takes a lot of guts for you to do what you do, because you're, most importantly, you're a mom before anything, and I think that by you putting yourself first, that in itself is like a whole monster, like, because I think that's what holds a lot of us back.
In the end, for me, that was something, like, I would have honestly been into porn a long time ago, to be quite frank, but I thought about my children for, like, this entire time, you know, I'm like, you know, what are my kids going to think, because people used to talk shit about, excuse me, I don't know if I could have, but they used to talk shit about me, because I was in, you know what I'm saying, into the adult world, and instead of third, and I was like, well, you're a mom, and da-da-da-da-da, and it weighed on my progress, you know, I'm like, because I could have been done certain things, you know, but I allowed the outside world to chopping my ear. And I know in my heart and in my spirit, I'm like, these are my children, you know, a product of me, and if in the future they ask. And by the time they get to that point, I should have already been successful, and I can explain to them the risk that was taken and how I came out on top from it. And I didn't let the world and their view of sex workers or me, myself, individually, you know, weigh on how I did things and did shit my way, so.
Right.
That's great.
Sex is something that's so taboo that if you do talk to children about it, they can probably come in out better on the other side. Mm-hmm. Because for me personally, my parents never talked to me about sex or birds and bees or any of that shit. So I had to find out on my own going out into the world what it was about, you know what I'm saying? And so having two children by the time I was 19, they're kind of figured out, you know, a little bit.
Right.
And so I feel like if you are openly discussing, I don't say at 7 and 8 year old, you know, talk to about your, you know, with your 7 and 8 year old about sex, but I say don't leave your child blind out in the world either, you know. And sex work is not a bad thing because sex is something that is actually needed.
Right.
Even if you,
that nature, so it's just
like, cause my 13-year-old, he know more shit than I do. And I, sometimes I have to sit back and
look. Because they're talking about it outside.
Yeah, like, I'm like, you do, I say, you say what? And quiet as kept, when I go through his Snapchat and shit like that, like, these little girls is doing some shit that'll have you like, oh, look, where's her
on the snap?
I'm telling you, like,
they send it personally to him?
Yeah, like,
I mean, if they send it personally to him, I understand.
But why is you, but at the end of the day,
that's what you, like, never sent, or
not at
it
that
wasn't
age.
That time. We didn't have phones at that time.
Right, when we were that age, we got to remember this. Like, we live in a day and age where everything is at a child's disposal.
Right.
So,
yeah,
like,
and that's my next question. You know how everything, like, weed, drinking, you know, all that stuff. Do you feel now that sex is basically out there like that now?
Yes, definitely.
It is. Because when I first put my stuff on Pornhub, I actually pulled it back because it's so free. I thought about it like maybe a month or so. I was like, actually, I don't like that there's no barrier, you know, for anybody under the age of 18 or whatever it may be. So I feel like it's readily available. Many of those sites, you don't have to say, hey, I'm 18.
Right.
And so I went behind the scenes and did the OnlyFans, and that's why I did that. You know, so I do have some reserve, but at the end of the day, y'all can check out my Twitter. It's unreserved over there.
What is her Twitter? I'm gonna add you to mine because I have OnlyFans also, and I just want to get connected with all OnlyFans people. So, you know, I'm gonna have to get that
it's
and put it on.
Foxy, Chatterfoxy.
You said Real Miss. Yeah. They making fun of me.
Uh-huh.
Real Miss Foxy.
Real Miss Foxy. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm gonna find you.
She's also on.
Well, boo, I know you in the middle of doing something. I just wanted to hop on with you real quick. So
no problem. Thank you for hitting me up. I appreciate it.
And so let the people know where they can find you at, all of that good stuff.
Y'all can find me on every single platform at The Real Miss Foxy. That's TheRealMiss, not MISS, MSFOXY. Make sure y'all follow me. Subscribe to Molly Fans. It's all the same shit. The Real Miss Foxy. It's a lot. I got a lot coming up. September is going to be a busy month, so make sure y'all stay tuned.
Okay. All right, boo. Thank you so much.
I'm PJ Fucker, so make sure you add me, okay?
I got you. Not a problem.
All right, cool.
All right, babe. I'll text you in a minute.
All right, babe.
All right, y'all. That's like me and her. We've done a lot of shit together, like a lot of business stuff. And so, like, she's cold. Huh? No, not the other shit. I have not tapped into that yet. But, like, on the marketing side, she's a monster, like. Marketing, logos, all that shit. Like, and she's an artist too, so that's like my spiritual sister. But on to Mr. Don, you just sitting here just chilling.
Hey.
This like the guru of the OnlyFans, though, y'all. Like, y'all don't even know. Like, he doesn't. Like, my man's is on a whole nother level with the porn shit.
I think I seen this nigga.
I'm gonna tell y'all what happened, right? So I've known Don like maybe over 10 years, right? And so I met him as a photographer when I was modeling, but we never collabed and no shit like that. And then I think it was last November.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we finally linked up and we ended up going to the Nas concert together. So I went for Nas, he went for Erica, whatever, same shit. So he hands me his phone or whatever, and everybody in this room know me, know that I'm a little nosy. So I just got the scrolling to the other direction where I wasn't supposed to scroll, and I seen some like porn shit. And he was like, I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And like, he was like, oh no, I make a lot of money off that. That's old. And I'm like, say what? And then he got to show me some shit. I'm like, oh, you make money off of this.
So was this your OnlyFans at the time? Or?
He don't do OnlyFans.
Oh, you don't do OnlyFans?
I do Push for Sale.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard of that.
You've seen that.
I mean, yeah, I know what it is. That's what I'm saying. I know what Clips of Sale is.
I've seen it before. The people I've seen use it the most is what is it?
Indeed, the motherfucking dick sucking.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's all I see on there.
They killing.
Yeah.
What do y'all see on there? I still have not been on there, so I don't know.
That's a lie.
No, I'm dead.
You probably see them on Pornhub with that
link. Right, it just has that link on it. You've seen it.
Pornhub shows like the 5 minute preview.
But I don't go on Pornhub.
I mean, well, even if you're on Twitter, don't you go on Twitter?
I go in my phone and look at my phone.
Do you go on Twitter?
I only go on Twitter when you send it to me.
Oh.
Who don't go on Pornhub?
I don't because...
The United States.
No, I don't. No, like, I have a very vivid...
We got to get you into...
I have, like, a very vivid imagination. And so, when I watch porn, it's not a... for me, I can't get off when I watch porn because I look at everything except the sex.
Why doesn't it turn you on?
But I can watch myself and get off myself.
You
turn
yourself on.
Yeah, but when I watch porn, though, I be like, damn, they should put a little lotion on her. Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, you did say that at you.
Yeah, like, that's how I am when I watch porn. Like, I just be in it. Like, oh, this bitch got some bumps on her ass, necks. Like, I watch it. To me, sometimes porn is like a learning tool for me. Like, that's how I learn how to, like, suck dick and things of that nature. Like, I watch a lot of gay porn, too. Don't judge me. But, like, the dudes on there, I'm learning a lot of great techniques from those fellas.
I've heard from a lot of women that men give head better.
Baby.
Me personally, I don't want to find out.
Well, y'all don't know, I think where people learn like the salt shaker and the swivel and the turn and the.
It might not been the man.
Shit.
I mean, how else would a woman know what that feel like? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. From the fact of them loving it. That's
and
awesome.
Even like, if you think about it, like.
I know how to eat pussy because I love to eat pussy.
Well, even if you talk to
a woman. And I learned from them.
That's true, though.
Listening to their actions.
But a lot of men don't listen to what women like.
True.
I just had this whole conversation. I said, getting head from a guy that likes getting head.
It's a whole different monster.
Yeah. Motherfucker sitting there just.
Right.
You gotta suck that motherfucker. Yeah. It's a clip. That motherfucker
right. You gotta take care of it.
Okay.
So, what's your platform, like the money being made, things of that nature?
All right, Clips for Sale. I'll probably do about 2 G's monthly. It'll take back a good month.
So from this scamdemic happening,
at first it did, and then it got hot outside. Yeah, when the pandemic, everybody was inside. It's cold.
Right.
It's crack.
I'm like,
when it got hot, everybody started hot.
But that's just like the club.
You gotta get ready, just to keep recording, keep your content coming. Right. They finna go back inside.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So as far as content goes, how do you get your content?
Recruit and record. The R&R. A little R&R, you know?
So, do you like OnlyFans?
No, I don't like OnlyFans because you got to do all the
uploading is terrible.
The paperwork. If you got somebody else in the video, they take it down and ban you, then you got to do this.
Really? They didn't do that with mine.
So, what they do with you?
Is it because they want you to have a photo?
They want you to have the release and all that.
They
want to
have a business.
And I was trying to use a lot of old content, but, you know, that I didn't have all that on. You know, I got IDs when I ain't got all the on everything. But, yeah, it's just a lot. I hate bullshit.
Yeah, because I mean, when I go up to the only thing with me with the OnlyFans is it takes too fucking long to upload.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, you gotta go through this fucking process of waiting on it. I'm like, damn, I'm around the Wi-Fi. It's only me in this house, so why is it taking all day? Yeah, that's the only thing I had to deal with OnlyFans.
Yeah, I just fuck with the got a video.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Anything in there, yeah. That's, and yeah,
I would. You can subscribe to my membership and, you know, get all the videos I upload.
Right.
So, question. Do y'all use Pornhub, I guess, in a sense as promo?
Promo. I did. I got tired. You know, it's like a lot of dick riders and fucking messages and fucking friend requests, like social media.
Yeah. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That gets exhausting. And then ain't no money. Like, I ain't making no money on Pornhub. So it's like,
but you can sell on Pornhub.
You can sell on Pornhub. But it's, are you going to Pornhub to spend money?
Right. Nobody does.
Saying, you want the clips for sale because it's for fucking sale.
Right.
Yeah. You going on that to spend bread. So
any, let me pull it up. I can see. I've never been on there.
What?
Clips for sale.
I pull up a clips for sale.
Yeah, what it look like.
I just always see like the
like see on my
on Twitter.
That shit going clip for sale.
So what would you give a young aspiring person like PJ here?
PJ here.
Oh, wait, hold on. Ty C.
Okay, right there.
Already. Okay. What kind?
Yeah, because I'm trying to get into it.
He wants to get into
okay.
it.
Oh, well, I'm into it, but it's like,
all right, so when you say
what the fuck it, I need to do?
When you say into it, let's see what you already got established.
I got the OnlyFans, I got a Twitter.
And what are you doing on it?
And I'm showing, you know, clips, so I'm not giving the full thing. I'm giving them half, maybe 30 seconds, maybe less.
What you doing?
Fucking. I'm fucking, yeah. All
right, so you fucking. You come over and fuck. That's right. Good. You're trying to expand. Yeah, definitely get the clips for sale. Okay. Definitely, you got Tumblr.
Yeah, I have. I definitely have a Tumblr.
Tumblr, you know.
It's just, yeah, it died out so hard. Yeah.
It
died
out. You can't
out
use
so
Tumblr
much.
For anything.
Tumblr was that's what made me get into like a lot of porn and knowing different things about sex is Tumblr.
What the fuck is true?
Yeah, they took it off and I was like, you know.
Well, yeah, well, it's still pretty decent.
Right, you just gotta find the right people.
You gotta clean it up and still make it like right. Borderline.
Say right, I get what you're saying.
And keep it going. But, it's gotta be out here, man. You gotta interact with people.
That's not like that's what I'm trying to do. It's like, it's a really a grind. Because I try to talk to people, hit people. Like, one duh.
Oh, my father, I'll tell you a little trick. Go on Twitter. Get somebody popping with like 30,000 retweets. And
right.
You go look at the people who's retweeting and posting. A lot of them are my customers. People with like two following.
Hit
like,
them up.
With two posts and all
right,
that
right,
shit.
Right.
Follow all them. And they see you doing porn. They shit, they go follow you.
There you go.
So you got to keep doing the following and unfollowing.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's one cool trick.
Because, I mean, have you ever felt like, have anyone never came up to you like, hey, I know you is?
No, I'm low key.
Okay.
Nobody around me can tell me what my shit is. Nobody even know why I fucking.
Right.
And I've been doing 6 years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because I was in, because since I got this tattoo on my head,
yeah.
I was in Family.
That's stupid.
No. I was in Family
Dollar.
I knew
this was going to happen.
No, I was in Family Dollar, and a girl asked me, she said, what does that mean? I said, well, I do porn. I have an OnlyFans, an amateur porn thing.
Yeah.
And she was like, wow, really? So that kind of, you know, was right. Like, damn.
Because you don't hear that every day.
Right, you don't hear it. So when somebody asked you that, I was like, damn, that kind of helped. This tattoo did kind of help me out. So,
hey, but low key, no, like, you'd be surprised who thinking about this shit right now and who just need that.
Especially with what's going on now.
Have you ever thought about, mm-hmm. like, you know what? Me and my girl was just talking about that.
Yeah.
Because OnlyFans is like, it's a trend now.
It's really is. It's a big trend.
And it's kind of bad. Mm-hmm. It's kind of bad because it's saturating the market. And it's just like, it's on every corner.
Yeah, because it's like, who do you go to? You have to make yourself the top.
I try not to fuck with OnlyFans because there's too much OnlyFans going on right mm-hmm. now. So they got another one called Is My Girl. You know what I'm saying? It's OnlyFans. Look, it's
same thing.
Just like OnlyFans, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what kind of format can we like come up with to make it not like OnlyFans?
Like a whole, like
like a whole nother
site.
Yeah, like porn a whole site. Nother, like a whole nother thing. You know how Tumblr was?
Yeah.
Like I really loved Tumblr. No, I love Tumblr because I was able to get everything all in one little.
Yeah,
wah.
Tumblr was the shit.
And
it's like Pinterest.
Yeah,
you're right.
But it had other avenues. On Tumblr, but like I feel like that's what the game is missing, something like that. Like,
see, now I'm gonna mention this because I don't think y'all mentioned this. Because think about it, most of the viewers are gonna be males, right?
Right.
That's just what it is.
So
they want to get a quick nut. They ain't out of. So what's the draw from a Pornhub, which is fucking free?
Yeah.
To
getting you to do better production.
Not just a better production, interactions.
Interaction.
Yeah.
Interaction. That's what I mean. They're paying to say, can you put this up there?
That's why they do this.
Right, because they can't do whatever they doing. They can't do that in real life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They doing that.
Oh yeah.
Quote unquote. It ain't really virtual, because you are real. Yeah. They are real. It's real transactions.
Yeah, it's just long distance.
So like you said, it's trend. It's gonna be another OnlyFans.
Because I was waiting on the app like a motherfucker.
Oh, the app ain't gonna
do it. I know that's gonna never make
really one. OnlyFans is not porn.
It's not porn. It's for more anything, or what they want. It's just someone caught on to it and said, hey, fuck it, I'm finna sell my ass.
But you know, OnlyFans was originally for artists that would do separate.
Originally, it was it was really for artists
to do like behind the scenes type things to give their fans something different, you know, pay for a little extra.
But now when you bring it up to people, they think automatically
associated with
sex.
Look at Snapchat. Snapchat now has premium sex.
But Snapchat was the original.
Because sex is always going to premium.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Once we get down to, this how it works? Well, let me see that pussy.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to go down.
That's all.
And I'm a tech person. Mm-hmm. So when they teach us tech, they teach us every big tech movement comes behind sex. The whole reason why we have video on the internet, because somebody had to figure out how to put sex online.
True.
You got to see that shit straight.
You got to see it.
Yeah.
So, are you your own video person?
One man band. Edit is exhausting. Marketing, editing, video, recruiting. You know what I'm saying? It's exhausting.
So, how do you recruit? Pay attention.
That's right. It's all around you. It's every day.
More likely.
I'm texting her every other day, like when you're coming through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In 6 years, I done exhausted everyone around me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because I know with the women you pick, do you pay some of them? Or are they mostly freely?
For sure. They get paid.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody get paid.
Yeah, because someone hit me up today on my Twitter, would you like to do a content thing with me, like a home personal page? And I was like, the way she was explaining it to me, it was like, I don't want to take less money the way you saying it. Like, we can just come together as one page.
And content swap. Like, that's cool too. Like, right. You share audiences. You know,
you're right.
On you and, you know, vice versa. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a lot of different ways to do it.
Do you got any, is it all just straight amateurs, or do you got, some
of the I made a few known.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, and they get high.
Shoot a name. Shoot a name. Shoot a name.
Lala Ivy, she in it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know her, but I'm going to look it up.
And Mila Rose. And Mila Rose. You know what I'm saying? She in it. And she in it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And once they get in it, they
it's like a drug.
They act like they don't know you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what anybody shit. You put them on and it is what it is.
Like, she wasn't thinking about the shit. And I'm like, hey, come through, try this.
So do you have your own studio? Do you rent out hotels?
No, I started out renting out hotels. You know, I do a lot of car scenes. I did a lot of car scenes. I got a Silverado, big back seat.
Right.
That was the hotel. But
hotel on
wheels. Yeah, straight up. So yeah, a lot of blowjob videos and shit.
Okay.
I started out in a hotel. Now I have a studio. So yeah, I have a production studio.
Definitely. Come on, Tina.
What?
Let's make OnlyFans. Get this money out here.
So what's homegirl name? Thick ass Daphne?
Thick Daphne, that you like, yeah.
So if you were to try to, you know, get, like you were saying, content swap, how would that go?
Because
she might, you know, when they have a bigger followership maybe than you do, or vice versa.
Well, your production quality, what is it worth to her? Like, are you shooting her on your iPhone? Or are you coming through making her look good?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What value does she have? Fuck it with you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta provide some kind of value.
Right.
She a performer.
Yeah, I go.
I think everybody performs.
No, they don't.
You might like it. She got
no, they don't. I can tell you that. I ain't
I've seen some. I've seen beef. on Twitter about OnlyFans last people. Like, week, this shit is crazy.
Chick came through, talked all that shit. Do I have to? And then wanted, well, can I have this much? No. Like, you wasn't, look, you look at this. I'm showing the camera, like, do you think you was, look at this. I'm going to sell this.
Yeah,
I get mad all over again. Like,
it turns into a job. Like, you know, if a person, I always felt like if I'm doing it with somebody, I want them to be into it like I am. Just don't do it for a check. You know what I'm saying? We got to perform on this, sweetie.
I like waking up and seeing them.
No, I don't blame that. I'm saying, but you're going to perform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want your money, at least perform with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with it.
Production
value. Yeah, that's all it is.
It's not, it turned into a job. It was a job from the get-go.
No, it wasn't.
No,
you know why? I'll tell you
why.
My first 2 years, I shot and didn't upload nothing. I just had a whole... I just had a whole ball of shit.
Right. But you already had a plan, though.
I had a plan, yeah. So I was building on my Tumblr. Right. Building on my Tumblr, just dropping snippets for years.
Right.
Like 2 years. The exact part, it was so anything. And building on my following, then they fucking, right when I started dropping, like, shit for sale, pulled the plug on that motherfucker. Mm. Yeah. But luckily, I converted over to other shit, so Twitter.
Right.
What's your biggest revenue generator, if you don't mind sharing?
Oh, clips for sale.
So that's the best one to go for.
Well, for him?
I mean, for everybody's different.
I mean, I've seen a lot of people who do more numbers on clips.
I don't really sell a lot of fucking. I don't really be fucking like a whole lot of people.
Right.
Some people, you know, but not everybody.
So what do you do?
A lot of head videos, hand job, foot job shit, a lot of foot fetish shit. I ain't got a foot fetish. People love that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta get people what they want.
Gotta get what they want. All kind of shit. Pregnant shit. Motherfucker. That's that shit. Upload.
Pregnant pussy. Yeah, it is.
A pregnant bitch and upload that shit.
Yeah, it is. I've seen it.
Your numbers go quadruple.
Feet.
Do you think that's why, I think that's called, that would be named a niche site, like Ghetto Gaggers. Why it does so well.
Why it does so well? Because it's consistent as fuck. Yeah. It's one thing. It's like White Castles. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're getting.
You just ready to see new people.
Consistent as fuck.
That's all it is. Newness.
He don't let off.
Yeah.
Every other day is.
Yeah.
Stuffing somebody.
She's never heard of Ghetto Gaggers, actually.
You never have heard?
Every.
Oh, it's very.
Ghetto Gaggers?
We'll watch it one
day. I'm thinking you talking about the dick suckers. Hey, Ghetto Gaggers is different, too, because it's degrading business.
Yeah, it's degrading a lot of women.
See, I don't like all of that.
Like, I mean, I'll.
Yeah,
right.
It's
some women, because a lot of them tried to sue them.
It's extreme.
Like, some, I think it was Jada 5, Scott, one of them tried to sue them because you know how it was. But it's like, they're very fucking extreme.
Because she's been out there for a minute.
Right. They're very fucking extreme. They call you niggas, make you throw up.
A lot of the sites since George Floyd, now the race, you can't do racial play shit no more.
Really? I didn't know.
Because they pushed the boundaries on.
Yeah. Oh, nigga, bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Dead. Can't do it.
Like, I saw a trailer. They had with a fucking, watermelon around.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled the throw up on her head. Yeah. Like, they treating them like shit.
Yeah.
And that's why I say it's like.
And surprisingly, it kind of turned me on. I'm not going to
lie. Sometimes.
It's a room full of niggas. And she's like, yeah, that's what we watch. I'm sorry.
Sometimes you do. Like, you get the right person. Like, when I saw the new Jada Fire, I said, damn, this kind of turned me on. I like Jada Fire like this. It's crazy, though. It's crazy.
I don't like all of that.
That's the shit I got done. I'm like, I'm disgusted at myself.
Yeah. I mean, it's so like,
Right. It's one of those, yeah.
Because I ain't going front. I personally like to go to that because it's amateurs.
Amateurs are the best. What do you think is the best thing in porn? Amateurs or professionals?
Amateurs always the best to me personally.
Right.
I don't watch porn stars. I watch amateur shit.
Right. Yeah, I like amateurs more too.
No matter what they look like, hey, you gotta be fat. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just realistic.
There you go.
And you can relate to it.
You just want
to
see how freaky.
I wasn't no big fake. Ooh, this.
Right. You just want to see how nasty they get.
4K. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit. Knowing it's acting out, it's this a fucking movie act out.
Yeah.
But for shits and giggles, though, like, if you did have a porn star you wanted to do a scene with, who would it be?
It's always going to be Pinky. Like,
My man.
Yeah.
Her arms are so
long. I don't give a fuck. That ass is fat.
Weird vibes.
Pinky.
Yeah. What about Corinne Stephens?
Nah.
No, Pinky.
It's Pinky. It's something about Pinky.
It's going to be Pinky or Cherokee.
A Cherokee. Okay, there you go. Okay, Pinky, Pinky, Cherokee, or Jada Fire. My top three.
Who?
It
was, she was some light skin.
Oh, that's one more, too. Yeah, Pinky, Aurora Jolie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah,
I remember her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have any tennis? You don't like any guys?
You know Rico Strong coming to you.
Mr. Marcus! Devil Weed! That nigga taught me how to eat pussy. Shout out to Devil Weed.
She taught me too.
She taught me.
I don't know. I'm different. Like, I have to, like, really be. I don't know. Like, when I watch a lot of gay shit, like, I like to watch thug niggas be gay.
Why?
Watching them T.S. Madison joints.
I don't know what I like. I just be typing in crazy shit. I like to watch cuckolds a lot.
I have done it before.
I watch a lot of shit that I naturally would never do. Like, I watch a lot of like gangbangs, and then I watch like when it's a wife and her husband and another nigga. I watch a lot of that.
Cuckolding?
I would never watch my.
And it's this new. I don't know.
I've done it before.
Like I.
And
I,
it was like.
And
it was strange. It wasn't strange, but it was like, damn. Yeah, this man really likes this. Like.
Yeah.
I watch like this is weird again, but I don't know necessarily if it would be gay or not. Like I like to watch when like. I watched Peggy. I've done that before, like to a dude I used to fuck with. No, I've done it before. Like I went to a sex toy store. We bought all these toys and stuff. This McGann I used to deal with, like maybe like 5-6 years, a little bit longer than that. I think I was like 23, I think. And when we got back to the room or whatever, he was like, "Here, use this," and I'm like, "What the fuck are we gonna do with this?" And then he was like, "Yeah." And then we fell asleep, and I woke up, and it was just a nice gift waiting on me, you know, in a little nightstand and shit. I was like, "I don't like that." But you know what? It was weird though, because it kind of like it was like
empowering
a little bit. And then that's when I realized. Then I fucked with another nigga, like super thug ass nigga, and that's when I realized a lot of men will allow you to do things to them as long as they feel comfortable with you. So a lot of times I started, it was a nigga like I'll be giving them head and I'll see how far. Yeah. With me, I'm a tester, so I want to see how far you're gonna let me go. And sometimes a nigga let me just do whatever I want with him, and then
I like getting my ass in. I mean, I don't care.
But like, and then recently I started watching porn where like a dude is fucking a girl and then another nigga is giving her head at the same time. And I know for an average nigga, that'll just be like a little too close for comfort for a straight nigga. But like for me, in my mind, it's like the thought of having two niggas doing something that's so close, like it can get real dangerous.
Real dangerous.
But then it's on the other hand, like it's this guy I know that like I only like call him, like I ain't fucking with him in a minute though. Like if I just want some real fire ass head, but I know that he'll just do anything that I ask of him to do. So like lightweight, I just sometimes want to just be like, how far will he let me take him? Like nigga, will you suck another nigga dick while I'm right here?
He would
though, cause like
you got the control on him.
I don't know, but I do, because like I'll ask, like I sometimes depending.
You're not confident with your outfit.
Sometimes, when I start fucking with him, I realize that I can dominate him in a lot of aspects. And so, like, a lot of times I ask a dude, like, well, what kind of porn do you like? And then you make a nigga feel real comfortable. One thing for certain, two things for sure, I can get anyone to be extremely comfortable and open up everything to me. So, like, we was talking one time. I'm like, oh, let me see what you watching porn. He was like, no, you're going to judge me. I'm like, I'm not going to judge you. That nigga showed me his little history. She was like, oh.
Did you judge him?
I did not judge him.
Okay.
You trying to get that
I feel a nigga get tagged on pizza's practice for real.
No, that's not. No, I don't think that that's true.
I don't think that. I don't think a man like that. I think a man probably wants to be dominant.
They do say that's like
the male's G spot.
Let me explain something to you.
We never lived
like
though.
One of the straight. Right.
We don't know what life is.
Let me explain something to you.
You know what I'm saying?
So I was dealing with this dude, and like. I promise you, if you see this nigga, I wish I could say his name or whatever.
So, tell the story.
No, so, like, I was giving him head, and I was like, can I try something? He was like, hell no, bitch, don't fuck my ass. And I was like, please. I had just watched a video on how to assess the G-spot. But I know how to get to the G-spot without putting my finger back there. Like, if a bitch ever licked the gooch, it's like you have to get up in the gooch area and get really stimulated. Yeah. And then a nigga has zero control over when the fuck he nuts or anything like that. Like, none. So, I then, as I was doing that, I eased my way into the back door. And it's like, as soon as you stick your finger in there, don't go past, like, the first knuckle. Don't go past the first knuckle. Like, you get in there and you just kind of, like, do a come here kind of motion. And you'll feel it. And the nigga has no control. Like, the nigga will lose all his marbles. You're not, like, ramming your finger in his ass, like, come here, Bob. No, you're not. You just, like, get in there just a little bit past that first knuckle. And the nigga, at the end of the day, that's just like a female. When you finger her, like, niggas want to, no, just put it in there.
Yeah.
And it's like a little sponge, just.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna squirt off all kind of shit.
I'ma never live.
You know, I never live.
My question is, how much do y'all think religion plays into the suppression of sex?
It plays a lot, because you gotta understand this. I feel like as far as monogamy goes, that's taught behavior. It's not natural. And number two, religion suppresses a lot of people. I've had some of my best sexual experiences with pastors, not just pastors, with bishops.
I would not expect that. With congregation,
with bishops. And I'm going to say this. I was in a nice little situation with a pastor. I did not know he was a pastor. He told me he was a motivational speaker. And he truly was, but then he also was a pastor. And I was working at the club, and my friend's grandmother made us go to church with her this one day. And we get there, and he has like this really deep, raspy voice. And you know, after praise and worship is over, now her grandmother is the mother of the church. So we sit in the front row, and me and my friend look at each other like, bitch, do you hear that? And we hear his voice, I'm like, this is a fucking lie. This nigga is the whole pastor. And he was preaching on, like, premarital sex, all this kind of shit. And we kind of, like, lock eyes. And I'm looking at my friend, and she like, what the fuck? We both lost and confused. Like, huh?
No.
So when everything was said and done, you know, we had to act like we didn't know him. And, like, afterwards, like, he texted me, like, come to the crib or whatever. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? How the fuck is you a pastor?
It's checked.
Sister Tina, come to the house. Come to the house of hope.
And he said, and I quote, at the end of the day, I'm a man before anything. Yes, I have I'm one with God, but.
He wasn't married, though, was he?
No, he was not married, but, you know, he was like, you know, I have needs and I have wants, too.
I can't knock a nigga for
wanting to. And then he said that, you know, he be asking God for forgiveness afterwards, and God forgives all sins.
God already sacrificed Jesus on the cross, man, supposedly, right? So I ain't never about to ask for forgiveness. He already forgiven. So
that's because you're nasty.
Yeah. I don't know about the religion thing, but.
Yeah, but yeah, I feel like people use it as a leverage.
Every generation, this shit gets watered down. People are less and less believe in that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like less and less effective every generation.
Well, sex
is more accepting. Now it's a more commercial. Now the pants are getting short. The motherfucking, all these shit that motherfuckers was on back in the day, every generation getting wiped out. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, it depends on who your grandma was, because
I ain't talking about individuals. I'm talking about as a nation, as a generation.
No, they're definitely not.
I mean, it's
you know what I'm saying? Not you got your grandma and raising kids.
So sex is a driving force for humans.
Yeah, it's more and more accepted.
Period.
All this gay stuff, man. And we gonna take religion out of school. All right, we ain't gonna pray before class. All right, every generation is something different.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take this shit off the dollar. Pretty soon ain't gonna be no dollar. Ain't no in God we trust no more. And all this shit gonna be dead out the window.
I think that, you know, at the end of the day, sex is more, I feel like sex is more readily available than ever at this point. Because we're in a digital world right now. And my thing is this, I always go back to what's looking at us. Like, everybody knows I'm very open with my children. And so I just feel like if we're going to be doing this, putting this out to the world, just put the right thing to show kids how to, like, protect themselves. Be careful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that children watch things and they emulate what they see. So as long as I feel like if you're putting out good content, put out good content, but with a little bit of coof. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here just, ugh, you know?
Yeah.
That's my thing.
I mean, it depends on how you move. If you want to put out the oof, just keep it in that oof community. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm all about a good coof.
Like, I'm not going to put on Facebook, so, you know what I'm saying, promote my links on my Facebook, so my grandma will be like, oh.
Right, right. You got to pick your poison. You
know? But I will say this. My auntie loves this show. And, well, she loves Sexy and Savage. And then when I linked up with you, she
like our show?
She likes our show, but she loves Sexy and Savage. Like, she tuned in all the time. My auntie is, like, almost 70. And so, like, her and her homegirls, when I would go live on Sexy and Savage, they always, you see them chiming in, like, little old ladies or right. whatever. So when I was, when I was on the way here, right, she called me and she was like, oh, you on your way to do your show? I ain't seen you in a couple weeks. I said, yeah, I'm on my way to do the show. And she was like, well, what y'all talking about? I was like, oh, we talking about OnlyFans. She was like, oh, yeah, yeah, because y'all got to get that cracking because I wants to know the tea on the OnlyFans.
She OnlyFans.
But I think
it's open right now.
Yeah, it's just so.
It's, my phone, one of my highest selling videos with a 60-year-old lady.
I like mature porn. It's a good thing.
I watch that.
I don't know about 60-year-old. Unless they look like Angela Bassett.
She did look like she was a white lady.
I seen a white lady popping like on Twitter.
Motherfuckers, that it's old but look young. We got the whole little what's the name? This married to little 19-year-old chick.
Marcus Houston. He looked like he's 23.
Marcus,
he's still young.
Right.
Yeah. But I feel like this at 19, I was fucking grown ass niggas.
Exactly.
I was.
My grandma was married.
Like, I was getting flued out at 19 from NBA players. Like, me and my roommates, like, I didn't want to travel by myself. And before flued out was a thing, I was being flued out. Like, so, hey, it is what it is. So, what kind of promo are you running right now?
Like promotional prices on my.
You had a promo code.
I'm trying to keep that kind of candid, a little candid. But yeah, but it's a promotion on my site. We're doing a $1,000 giveaway. Cash.
For what?
For performer.
So if a performer come in, do good, you giving them.
Yeah.
Is it open to men and women?
Nope, nah.
It's for women, for him.
Women only.
What? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She got to ask these questions. Women only.
Why not men?
That's not how.
I could be the judge.
That's not my forte. That's not what's going on the site.
So what's the content?
So if you do the man, that means you have to come in and perform with the man.
Is that what that means?
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying, because he's not doing men.
Now he's trying to get me.
No, but he's not doing men, so if you want to.
Ain't no swindling at all. Just come on.
It's making money. Why not?
If women.
It's easier than the Ponzi scheme scam.
If women understood how sexy up a niggas really was.
Yeah, it would be shit like.
Man.
You ain't gotta do shit to make money doing it.
I have so many tattoos. I always say that. Like, I have so many intriguing tattoos. Ain't nobody gonna remember that
shit.
That's Tina.
A lot of people ain't gonna remember. I mean, I put mine on, like, my Snapchat.
for people who can't see, like, you know, I measured it to all women and said, hey, come subscribe here and shit like that. So it's like, they know, but I don't give a fuck at this point. Nigga making money.
So how can people reach you, Mr.
John? I can reach me on Instagram at DA_dopespot.
But you do more than just.
Yeah, we flip houses and do everything.
Go to the next thing. Because, like you said, you kind of getting tired of it right now, right?
No.
Oh,
I'm getting tired of the work and the stuff behind it.
Right. Like, that's when you hire somebody else.
No, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Right. It's coming. I want to get a form of it. Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. Edit.
Well, we definitely gonna collab after this, John. You feel me? But as always, y'all.
That's one of my greatest. That became promotion. Sitting in front of the computer. Sharing links.
So you follow Mr. Don at DA_dopespot on Instagram.
Yep.
You can follow me at Miss Chic.
You can follow me at Gas Station P. And at Twitter at PJ Fucker. FUCKHER.
Okay. I have a Twitter, but I don't use it. Y'all have to teach me.
It ain't nothing but
tweeting.
Right.
I show you. Enterprise, we'll teach you all that shit.
PJ Fucker.
And on that note,
peace. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast. The Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is part of the NMG Network, a division of NMG Enterprises, LLC.